Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the pricing of various anti-cancer treatments. And joining us will be Tom McCoy of the American Cancer Society and Carla Brudico, who is an oncology nurse. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Robin Reedy, Sean Carey, and Marsha Birkbigler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with the legislature in full swing, it is time to start talking about some of the issues that are coming before the legislature. And the topic for this next couple of segments is access to oral anti-cancer medication legislation for Nevada. And joining us are Tom McCoy, who is the Nevada Director of Government Relations for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, and Carla Brudico, oncology nurse of the Pathway Cancer Program Consulting. That's a lot to get out of.
It is.
Okay, so first of all, if you wouldn't mind, Tom, state the problem, and then we can figure out how you plan to address it.
Well, the problem for cancer patients, and that's the focus of the American Cancer Society, who I do the advocacy work for in the state of Nevada, for cancer patients, it's access to care. That's one of our, strong mission points. And affordable care is important. Part of that affordable care and response to treatment that has been suggested, recommended by their doctor, is having the medical necessary and appropriate treatment that is affordable. And the issue for oral medication is...
That would be pill form, to make it simple.
Yeah. Oral medication for cancer is not treated in the same way by insurance coverage. So that's the purpose of this.
It's not treated the same way as?
As infusion.
Intravenous.
Which is the chemotherapy, which is a much more common process for most people watching.
Okay, so the problem here is that people who get intravenous treatment in hospitals are covered by their insurance programs, whereas people who are taking this pill form are not. Is that correct?
No. Right. No. What we're talking about is parity. Infusion is covered under major medical. And so a copay might be $25, $35, $40. The oral is a prescription feature of insurance coverage. And so it becomes a cost-sharing issue. It depends on the particular oral medication, but there are oral medications that if you didn't have insurance would run you anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 a month. If you have insurance,
huge burden.
Yeah, if you have insurance, it may be a cost sharing. You may be paying a third of that. So several thousand dollars a month versus a copay of, say, $35 or $40.
Okay, so from the medical point of view,
right.
Explain the difference, if you would.
IV chemo, intravenous chemotherapy, has been the traditional treatments of choice for most cancers, almost all cancers, besides radiation. So in the new science that has evolved, oral chemotherapies, or oral cancer drugs, if you will, have been developed, and we're seeing that they will be the way we'll move forward for cancer treatment. Because they are distributed by a pharmacy, the out-of-pocket expenses are much higher, and even if it's the best treatment for a patient at that time, many people cannot afford those co-payments, if you will, the out-of-pocket expenses, which run hundreds to even thousands a month per prescription. So the financial disparity is forcing, if you will, patients to opt out of this best treatment and going for the lesser effective treatments that have been around for a long time.
All right, so what do the insurance companies say about this?
Well, I think the insurance companies feel that this is a emerging technology, if you will. It's medical innovation, and they haven't caught up to it yet. The model, the insurance business plan, if you will, has not changed as it relates to cancer treatment. They've been looking at infusion, which is the chemotherapy, for so many years. This new stuff is coming along, and they haven't adapted yet. So it's a matter of accepting the fact that the paradigm is changing, and we as advocates are trying to get that changed for people here in Nevada, as has been done in 22 states.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom McCoy of the American Cancer Society and Carla Brudico, oncology nurse. And we're talking about the difference in costs and the way that these costs are maintained between chemotherapy and pill-formed drugs. So Mo Dennis, the majority leader, has put a BDR forward. What does this state?
Well, the BDR basically says, let's have parity. Let's have equality, if you will, between the two forms that we've been talking about so far. That if someone is prescribed an oral medication, that it will not be any less favorable than what they would have if it were infusion. And I think it's important to point out that there are some medications that are only available in oral form. And so for some cancers, that's the only choice that you have. Interestingly enough, they did a study, and we're talking about thousands of people. If the copay was more than $500 when they got their prescription...
Per month.
25% of those people did not fill those prescriptions. So what we're seeing is that as more oral medications are going into the pipeline, people are being prescribed those medications, and they're saying to themselves, I can't afford it. And they're shocked because they have insurance. They don't understand the distinction that has existed so far.
Do you have cases that you can talk about of where people have walked away and potentially died because of this?
Well, yes. Or their disease has progressed, certainly. Patients that have small children, young mothers with breast cancer, prescribe various oral forms of treatment when they can't afford it. It's a horrible choice. They have to talk to their doctor about retaking some IV medications, their chemotherapy, keeping them going until they can somehow figure this out. People have borrowed money from families. People have mortgaged their homes. They lose their jobs and then their insurance. So, I mean, it's a very difficult financial hardship when they can't get access to the best drug for their diagnosis.
United Healthcare is the major insurance company in the state. How do they feel about this?
We're not certain how they're going to respond to this.
Because this has gone on in many, many states and has passed overwhelmingly in a lot of states.
In California, which was passed by the Assembly and by the Senate, but Governor Brown vetoed it at the last minute.
Why?
United Healthcare took a very neutral position on it.
Why did the governor veto it? Do you know?
He said he wanted to study it more. There's always political reasons that enter into those pictures, and we don't know that. And certainly here in Nevada, we haven't been following everything Jerry Brown's been doing, but that was the explanation that we were
given. Oh, okay. Would this be considered a mandate?
Well, we don't view this as a mandate. When you think about it, if you have chemotherapy coverage, if you have cancer treatment coverage in your insurance plan, all we're saying is make that equal. Make that a level playing field, whether it be oral or infusion, injectable. And so, you know, if somebody wants to classify it as a mandate, we don't. There's no requirement at this point for an insurance carrier to provide cancer treatment. If they do, then we're saying it needs to be equal.
Okay, and you know, the obvious question that's going to come up is, you know, what is the cost to everybody else in the state in terms of, you know, what will happen with their insurance premiums?
Yeah, well, they use the term PMPM, per member per month, and all the studies that we've looked at, and I know Carla's taken a look at them as well, from her perspective, it's minimal. It's, you know, 5 cents, 20 cents. In some situations,
cents.
None. Yeah. And so when you think about it in the long term, in terms of productivity, there is a convenience factor involved in this. An anecdote doesn't apply to humans is something that I did this very day. I have a dog that's dealing with cancer. He has a combined treatment of infusion and oral. And this morning before I left to go to work, I gave him his oral pills. If it's infusion, he has to go in, he has to have sedation and so forth and so on. And that applies in a different way with humans, where they have to go in and they spend many hours going through that process. There is a convenience factor, and there's also a productivity factor that has to be entered into this.
Well, one of the things that I would think about would be rural Nevadans.
Right.
That this would be a major burden on them if they have the choice between the two. Or if they're just told that they need to take the oral drugs, that having to travel to Reno or to Las Vegas could be quite a burden.
Well, it can, and the side effects are, there are side effects to the oral cancer medications, but they're different. And I think they're less taxing as far as people working, getting to work, and taking days off for sick time to deal with the side effects and so forth. So that's certainly an advantage to these medications.
Well, it seems from the success rate in all these other states where this has passed, and by the large numbers that
it's
passed,
numbers,
that this doesn't seem to be a real tough haul, but obviously you still got to work it, but with Senator Dennis on your side, are there any people at this point that are objecting to this?
Anybody formally come forward and say, you know, we're going to challenge you on this. Our hope is that people will understand that this is we have one purpose, and that's to ensure that all Nevadans have access to the care they need at an affordable price.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck in your mission.
Thank you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Sealing your natural stone is an important part of keeping it beautiful. And you can do it yourself. Make sure you do it about once a year.
Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve.
Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Do you or someone you know suffer from a non-healing wound or late effects of radiation? Northern Nevada Hyperbarics can help. Relax in a state-of-the-art chamber breathing 100% pure oxygen and accelerate your ability to heal. Modern cancer treatments use radiation therapy that can sometimes damage healthy tissue, causing painful symptoms. These effects might be felt 6 months or even years later. Let us help you attain a quality of life you may have thought impossible. Go to NevadaHyperbarics.com or call us at 826-2084.
If your house, bathroom, or kitchen have natural stone tiles, always use a natural stone cleaner. Regular household cleaners can be too abrasive and can ruin the look of your tile. Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. We have Marcia Burke-Bigler, consultant with Forte LLP and also a Washoe County commissioner. Sean Carey is political columnist for Reno Tahoe Tonight Magazine, and Robin Reedy is principal with Our Politics. Pleasure to have you all here. So last night was the State of the Union. Your initial thoughts on the president's speech?
Well, I was glad that at the beginning he did mention that government can't be all things to all people. I think he might have wanted to mention that at the end.
but I did think, you know, to me, in watching the speech, it seemed like there was no heart in the speech until the very end, when it was really all about gun control. And then it really seemed to take on a life of its own with all the people who were there who had been affected in one way or another by the various gun incidents. How did you respond to that?
It seems like parading victims. I mean, how can you argue against it? I mean, bad things have happened to very good people. But I kind of side more on the policy side, and I would like to look at those facts. I think if we address mental health, it's going to be more effective.
You know, it's interesting that you raise that, and I don't say this so much in a humorous way, but just in terms of, we keep talking about mental health issues. You know, as we tape this yesterday, the guy who was shooting police officers in California ended up, we don't know if he took it his own life, but was apparently was killed in that incident. He was a former police officer.
Yes.
He had mental health issues. Police officers have guns. Obviously, we're not going to take away guns from police officers.
This is legislating by crisis, the way I see it, and there needs to be a better conversation about it, but there does need to be a conversation about it. As far as this police officer up in Big Bear, it's a terrible, terrible story, but to try to take away guns from the private citizen is not going to take the ability of the criminals to get them, unfortunately.
Marcia, your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with that. I think we should have learned a lesson from Prohibition. Prohibition didn't take alcohol away from criminals. Criminals still were able to produce their own alcohol, sell their own alcohol, or do whatever they wanted to do. The same thing will happen with this. Gun control is about obeying the existing laws, about making sure there are background checks, and about making sure criminals and people who have history of mental health don't get access to guns. Gun control isn't about taking guns away from innocent citizens. We do have a right to protect ourselves. And you can look at, I mean, I hate to cite statistics about poor Chicago, but there were more people killed by guns in Chicago last year than there were in Afghanistan, for heaven's sakes. And that's one of the strongest gun control communities in this country. And so clearly, evidence proves that just taking guns away from citizens does not resolve the problem.
And I get angered by the fact that it's easy to talk about guns. It's not easy to talk about mental health. You know, it used to be you didn't talk about rape, and now that's more, you know, and child abuse, and that's more public now. And being more public, it's easier to talk about, it's easier to address. You know, mental health is still in the closet, and it's hard for families to do anything with
but
someone
is it really,
who's...
I mean, you know, we saw over the years, Senator Townsend and former Senator Sheila Leslie were both very, very strong advocates for mental health. Over the last few years, mental health funding has been gutted. Do you think that this legislature is going to find money and take it from somewhere else to put towards mental health?
I just don't even think they're going to talk about mental health, even with what's going on at the legislature, when it's right in their face right now, what the impact of a mental health problem is. They will probably not talk about it because it's easier. It's easier to talk about guns.
Well, I think guns are a symptom. And when it comes to the mental health discussion, I think the guns are a symptom of a problem. They're not the problem themselves. And yes, the legislature should be looking at it, especially with, like Robin said, what they're faced with right now.
All right, let's bring up another topic that the president brought up last night, which is minimum wage. He wants to raise the minimum wage, federal minimum wage, to 9%, which in Nevada would translate to 10% because of what was passed here in the state. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that and what that would do to business?
I think it would hurt business. Just like the idea of taxing business is going to grow jobs, it's not. And I think that would hurt business. It certainly is a problem. But, you know, I kind of lean towards the theory that if you want to grow jobs, you have to grow business. You don't grow jobs by giving money to people who then don't work. And so, you know, that's part of the problem in this country, is that we now are able to vote ourselves goodies. And you know, what we need to do is we need to go back to the focus of what this country has always been, and that is an industrial country, and we need to start growing jobs. Maybe they're green technology, maybe they're clean jobs, maybe they're, you know, all kinds of new technology jobs. It doesn't mean we have to have pollution, but we do need to grow jobs. That's the only way we're ever going to get ourselves out of this economic situation we're in.
And we are seeing manufacturing, for example, coming back in this country just because the costs in other countries where the standards of living are rising in places like China and even Mexico is allowing those jobs to return. But going back to this whole idea of a 9% minimum wage, therefore 10% in Nevada.
Well, I believe it was Reagan that said a rising tide raises all boats, and yes, should they be making more money? Absolutely, because the wage gap is the largest it's ever been in many, many years. But by the same token, when the cost of business goes up, then the cost of doing business goes up, then it'll all equal out on the retail side. But I'm not opposed to it.
What about the idea of tying it to a cost of living? So you would have an adjustment each year. For people on the radio, Robin has this look of shock in his face. Oh my God, it's not just 9%, 10% in Nevada, but also attached to the cost of living.
Over the last, I think, 10 years, the cost of living hasn't really increased dramatically enough to make significant changes. So I'd say yes now, but then what happens when inflation hits and then we're having these automatic raises that you can't look at and adjust? I just wonder, when is it going to be the last thin wafer? You've got healthcare costs that have increased, for small business. You're probably going to have more taxes out of this legislative session that's going to increase. When is it the last small wafer and we'll see even more stores closed?
Well, but by the same token,
got about 15 seconds.
There does come a time when you have to take care of your employees, and there used to be a time, and not to preach to the uneducated, but there used to be a time when you can get a high school diploma and get a job and be able to have a meager apartment and live a nice life, and those days are not here anymore.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
It's the National President's Day sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, your number one place to save on America's number one name in comfort and quality. You'll find great deals on a wide selection of great-looking furniture, including sofas and love seats, recliners and chairs, accessories and more, with amazing savings throughout the store, plus special financing available. The Lazy Boy President's Day sale. Hurry in. With selection and savings this good, why go anywhere else? Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
I'm Attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Sheriff Mike Haley will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching, and...